Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Touching Your Face from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how you can more effectively protect yourself from viruses and bacteria and keep yourself healthy and well by keeping your hands away from your face. There are many times in life when we need to change our habits and our lifestyle in response to the events going on around us. When storms, tornadoes, and floods happen, people need to take steps to protect themselves and their property. And when someone breaks a bone, they need to be very careful with that part of their body for several weeks or months. They need to change how they move, how they navigate their life, while the bone heals. In the same way, during flu season, or when a new virus or bacteria is making the rounds, there are extra measures you need to take to protect yourself. And one of the most important of these is to wash your hands thoroughly and regularly and to avoid touching your face. Because when someone's unwashed hands touch their face, especially their eyes, their nose or their lips, that's the exact moment when whatever germs or viruses they've acquired on their hands get direct access into the body. Even then, you still have your immune system to protect you, your inner army of loyal guards that are ready and waiting to fight off any intruders. And your immune system is incredibly sophisticated, efficient and intelligent about how it keeps you healthy and protects you from harm. But you can make life for your immune system a lot easier if you never let those intruders pass the drawbridge to begin with, by becoming much better at keeping bacteria and viruses outside of your body. In fact, there have probably been times for all of us when we picked up some unpleasant bug in the past that really disrupted our lives for a few days or perhaps longer, and if only we'd washed our hands more thoroughly and not touched our face at that particular time, we would have never got sick in the first place. Not touching your face isn't a guarantee that you'll never pick up any infections, but it will significantly decrease the likelihood of it happening to you, meaning that you'll need to take fewer sick days, perhaps even none at all, and that you'll have a better quality of life as a consequence. The problem is that it's hard to stop touching your face by willpower alone, because it's something that most people do absent-mindedly, without realizing that they're doing it. Which is why the deeply relaxing, hypnotic part of this session is going to help you change this pattern at the unconscious level, so that it feels easy and natural for you to protect yourself in this way, whenever it's appropriate and useful for you to do so. You'll still need to touch your face sometimes, like when you're washing, showering or bathing, or if you use contact lenses. But you can find that you naturally ensure that your hands are clean before you do so, which in turn will help you to keep yourself healthy and well over the coming weeks, months and years. So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can allow those eyes to close if they haven't yet. And if they're already closed, then you can just imagine them slowly closing again. As you take a very slow, deep breath now, and hold it for a moment, and then slowly and smoothly breathe all the way out, as you allow yourself to settle back and to settle down inside. And as you follow along comfortably to the sound of these words, and breathe smoothly and evenly, you can get a sense of a place that you associate with deep relaxation and rest. It could be a place you've visited, a place you go to often, or even a place from your imagination. It really doesn't matter. But you can just be curious about what place comes to mind, now or in a few moments. And to begin with, I'd like you to get a sense of what it would be like to observe yourself relaxing so very deeply over there, in that special place, as if you can see the restful, comfortable expression on the face of that you over there. A sense of genuine peace and ease within you. The well-being and calm of this place, imbuing that you over there. Reminding you that it's okay to relax completely and to give yourself this time out to rest now. And as I count from 3 to 1, you can merge into the reality of this and experience this profound relaxation and rest from the inside. And 3, and 2, and 1. And now just glide into and merge into that deeply relaxed you, and feel this deep relaxation flow through you as you let go deeper and deeper still. Really get a sense of what it's like to be in this special place now in your mind, as you take in the sights and the sounds of this place. Notice the colours, the shapes, the temperature of the air around you, and allow yourself to feel this deep well-being and peace deep inside. Like a glowing colour of deep relaxation flowing through you, now, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And keeping the hands resting apart, I'd like you to slowly, gently, bring the thumb and middle finger of your right hand together. And at the same time, to bring the thumb and middle finger of your left hand together. And then to gently squeeze the thumb and finger of each hand together, as you say to yourself in your mind, "My health and well-being are important to me." That's it. And then let the thumb and finger of each hand rest apart comfortably. And here in this special place, you can imagine slowly closing your eyes and preparing to now make a change within yourself at the unconscious level that's going to keep you healthy and well in many more ways than you might have imagined over the years to come. And so here and now, in this special place within, you can just allow the facial muscles to smooth out and soften. You can relax the little muscles around the eyes, and you can loosen the jaw muscles. That's right. And on the next out breath, you can allow the shoulders to release, as a wave of comfortable heaviness flows down the upper arms, down into the forearms, down into the hands and the fingers. And just get a sense, in your imagination, of what it would be like for those arms and those hands to begin to develop a statue-like stillness, a statue-like heaviness. You can notice which arm feels heavier already, right now, than the one that's left, to be ready and willing to relax twice as deeply into a restful, comfortable ease and stillness. A heaviness in the fingers, a deep heaviness in the hands, a deep heaviness in the arms. And those hands are part of the team, deeply loyal to the rest of the body. And they rely upon the rest of the body. They rely upon the heart and the lungs and the immune system and the entirety of the body to keep healthy and well. And those hands can be proud to support the body, proud to keep themselves clean, proud to nurture and look after the body. And when it's flu season, or when there's a particular bug or virus going round, then you can remain calm and cool-headed. You can keep things in perspective, because everything comes in cycles. This too shall pass. And there are times when there are more bugs going round, and other times when it's not something anyone even thinks about, because the sun is shining, and you're well, and everyone around you is well. And in times when there's a virus or bug going round, you can take appropriate protective measures, and those hands can support you in that decision. Because from now onwards, those hands can be absolutely steadfast in their refusal to inadvertently sabotage the body, so that when those hands have any kind of contaminant on them, then the very thought of lifting those hands to the face, the very thought of letting that contaminant through the drawbridge of the body's defences, can make those hands feel instantly heavy, deeply heavy, with a steadfast refusal to get too close to the face. And their deep loyalty to the body means that those hands can instinctively keep themselves away from the face. And as those hands keep any germs or viruses at arm's length away from the face, they can look forward to washing themselves thoroughly with an appropriate regularity during the day. And there's a balance, a middle path to find in any situation. Just as your skin only needs the right amount of washing and cleaning, so that you are being respectful and nurturing towards your skin. And you can keep things in perspective. You can remain calm and clear-headed. And you can be steadfast and consistent in how you take appropriate measures to keep yourself well. And when a person has been chopping certain kinds of food, like red-hot chilies, or raw ingredients that it wouldn't be safe or healthy to let into their mouth, then they are instinctively more careful about what they do with their hands. They instinctively know that they need to wash those hands before they do anything else. And if you can't wash your hands, then you use hand sanitizer, or you might touch your face with a tissue. And it's not about trying to be perfect. It's about setting up strong, good habits that are going to massively reduce the chances of any contaminant getting past the drawbridge. And you can just get a sense now of the old, absent-minded pattern, what it used to be like, when those hands would have touched the face unnecessarily in the past. The way the fingers would have lifted up to the face, but now, before they do, stop. Drift out of yourself and watch yourself do something different. Watch yourself take command of yourself. That's it. And again, you can gently squeeze the middle finger and thumb of each hand together. And say to yourself in your mind, my health and well-being are important to me. And as you do so, you can relax inside. As a deep, unconscious heaviness flows through those arms and those hands. And you can just do that now, as you slowly, gently, bring the thumb and middle finger of each hand together. And think to yourself, my health and well-being are important to me. And then you can relax even deeper still, as you let the thumbs and fingers drift apart, And as those arms and hands rest, comfortably heavy, and again you can get a sense of recalling what it was like to be able to remember that old feeling of having been about to have been touching your face in the old absent-minded way. And then, just before you do so, just stop. Take a deep breath. And in your imagination this time, just bring the thumb and finger of each hand together and say inside your mind, "My health and well-being are important to me." Notice how you can get on with doing something different. Something different with your hands. Something different with your attention. As you relax even deeper still, and there may be times during the day when you instinctively bring the middle finger and thumb of each hand together to give yourself, to give your hands, that extra unconscious reminder of the importance of this new habit. And then there will come a time when you just realize you haven't been touching your face at all, because you just haven't. You haven't even had to think about it. That the hands have deeply learned this new, healthier pattern that's keeping you healthy and well, both for the coming weeks and months, and also for the long term. Because you've got a new, simple, healthy way to protect yourself and to look after yourself. And that can feel very good. And you can listen to this session often. And each time that you listen, you can strengthen and reinforce this simple, natural, healthy habit. And for now, it's time to prepare to come all the way back to full alertness. Back to the here and now as I count from 1, 2, 3, and 1, just noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And 2, coming back refreshed and alert, feeling very good, back to the here and now. And 3, feeling wide awake now, having a nice stretch, and then whenever you're ready, just open your eyes. Good. Now we recommend that you listen to this session every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice you're keeping your hands clear of your face and that you're more effectively looking after your health by doing so. And remember, if you ever need an extra boost to maintain this new healthy habit as you're fully integrating it, just bring the thumb and middle finger of each hand together and think to yourself, "My health and well-being are important to me." And then get on with doing whatever you're doing. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Boost Your Immune System and Take Care of You. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.